layoff headline tells you almost nothing. Where the cuts land tells you nearly everything. If you work at Edward Jones and the word layoffs keeps surfacing in your feed, the useful question isn't whether the coverage is scary. It's what the firm just told you about its priorities and what that tells you about your seat. In one breath, this episode does four things. Reads a staff cut structurally, lays out your three real exits, gets specific about what an employee model book actually lets you carry, and gives you the first three moves in the right order if your seat might be affected. Ground rules first, because this is advisor to advisor. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and this episode, like all of them, is for educational purposes only. Nothing here is individualized advice for your situation. So what does a round of cuts actually signal? Start with which layer took the hit. Home office reductions usually mean money is moving from one internal bet to another, and comp plan or support changes tend to follow within a couple of cycles. Cuts to field support hit differently. If branch staffing thins out, your daily economics change, even though your name never appeared on any list. And advisor force reductions are their own category because of a mechanic plenty of people only learn the hard way. When an advisor leaves a member firm, voluntarily or not, the firm files a Form U-5 within 30 days, and the way the departure is coded, whether discharged, permitted to resign, or voluntary, lands on your public record through broker check. That wording follows you into every conversation that comes after. The time to have someone negotiate that language is before your exit date, not after the filing. Most advisors learn that order of operations too late to use it, which raises the bigger question. If you're on a list or you suspect you're next, what are your real options? I count three. Option one is another employee broker dealer. Fastest move, most familiar. Just understand you're trading one set of employment covenants for another, and the new ones deserve a closer read than most people gave the old ones. Option two is supported independence, meaning a platform or corporate RIA that carries compliance, technology, and the custody relationships while you run the practice. The veteran check here isn't the brochure. It's whose name sits on the ADV, who owns the client agreements, and what it would cost to leave the platform itself someday. The paperwork you sign entering independence decides how independent you actually are. Option three is your own registered investment advisor, an RIA, most control, most lift. One definitional marker worth knowing. An RIA generally registers with its state until it manages roughly $100 million. And past that line, registration generally moves to the SEC. The honest constraint is time. Standing up an RIA takes months, and a layoff clock doesn't wait for a build out. That's why affected advisors often stage it. A platform or employee seat now, their own shingle later, once the runway exists. Now the part that decides everything. What does the employee model mean for your book? At an employee firm, the accounts are the firm's accounts. The client signed with the institution, no editorial there. That's the deal everyone agreed to on day one. The industry's main safe harbor mechanism is the broker protocol, created back in 2004 by a few of the big firms, Smith Barney, Merrill Lynch, and UBS. The official protocol text spells out exactly five pieces of client information a departing advisor may take, and only for clients they personally served: the client's name, their address and phone number, the email on file, and the account title. Nothing else. Not account numbers, not statements, not copies of anything. More than 2,000 firms sit on the administrator's signatory list as of its October 2025 version, though some of the biggest names stepped in and then stepped back out around 2017 and 2018. And the piece that matters most for this conversation, protocol protection only applies when both firms, the one you're leaving and the one you're joining, are signatories. Edward Jones is widely reported as a non-signatory, and you should verify the current list yourself because firms can join or withdraw at any time. Practically, that means the protocol conversation is mostly beside the point for an Edward Jones advisor. What governs your exit is your employment agreement and its non-solicitation language. Two mechanics inside that. First, memory versus records. What you legitimately carry in your head is a different legal animal from anything you copy, forward, or photograph, and data is where departing advisors get hurt. Second, if the separation happens to you rather than by you, some obligations can read differently, and the severance paperwork offered in exchange for a check can carry fresh, restrictive covenants broader than anything in your original agreement. That signature deserves a securities attorney's eyes first. Most advisors in this channel have never needed one. That's exactly the point. Get one in your corner before you act, not after. So, what are the first three moves if you think your seat might be affected? Move one, pull your own paperwork. The employment agreement, any bonus or award agreements, anything you signed at a promotion. Reread the covenant sections and look for what's restricted, for how long, and what triggers repayment. Move two, line up that securities attorney before anything gets signed or announced. Move three, run an honest diagnostic on the book itself. Recurring versus transactional mix. Concentration, meaning how much of the revenue lives in your top 10 relationships. Portability, because proprietary products and some annuities don't transfer in kind. And the brand question, how much of each relationship is you and how much is the name on the door? Those four answers point at which of the three exits fits your practice. Nobody can hand you that from a podcast, but the order, paperwork, then attorney, then diagnostic, that part travels. I put the whole sequence on one page, a free checklist for advisors reading layoff headlines at advisorgrowthlab.com with the 2-minute assessment right beside it. A staff cut is information. Read it the way you'd read a client's balance sheet, calmly, line by line, before deciding anything. Thanks for spending the time today. I'll see you tomorrow. And if you're weighing a move, we help advisors find the right home. It's on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com.